Now, our quiet mind work is a little different from meditation because there's many layers in meditation, and a quiet mind is one of them. And a quiet mind can take you all the way into deep meditation, but the efficacy of it is a lot earlier. So, with a gentle smile and a commitment to be gentle on ourselves and to enjoy the journey of getting healthier and healthier as we understand our fears and beliefs around vaccinations and chemicals. Knowing that everyone feels differently and that out of all of these ways that I'm going to talk about feeling inside yourself, some of them will be more your talent than others. So we're all unique. We all feel uniquely. So when I talk about a feel for your heartbeat, if you can't feel for your heartbeat, then chill out. That's not your talent. At some point you might do. It took me years to be able to. But something else I call your attention to will be your way of feeling. So just relax and flow with what works for you. So paying gentle attention to your outward breath and kind of put a little smile on your face. Smile with your eyes a little, because that changes everything. And notice the way that the lower part of your ribs kind of move inwards and squash the breath from your lungs. Notice the parts of your body that move as you pay that smiling attention to your outward breath. And notice the way that at the bottom of that outward breath, there's this tiny little pause that's starting to come, where for just the smallest moment, you don't need to breathe at all. And you're not doing that on purpose. Just notice that tiny pause at the bottom of your breath. And how sweet that feels when your ribs kind of flare open and let the air back in. And you're paying a gentle attention to your outward breath. Now see if you can feel your heartbeat. And if you can't quite feel it, then just imagine that you can. So it's a smiley kind of observing kind of a feeling of observing for your heartbeat. I love it that people can feel that so much more easily than me. Notice any emotions that are floating around as we're breathing. Just observe them and allow them to flow, feeling the rightness of all of our feelings, knowing that they're just messages from that inner part of us that can guide us so effectively. You know, we were talking about fear earlier and how fear is just a message. All of our feelings are just a message from that inner part of us that can guide us so clearly once we get practiced at using it. Notice any energy moving around your body, any tingles in your arms or legs. Notice the flow of energy. Notice any stuck spots. Just observing, noticing, knowing that everything that's happening has rightness. Allow the thoughts and ideas to float across your mind. Even the most negative of thoughts has value and rightness. observe any thoughts and ideas, notice the patterns of them and any feelings brought up by them. And that flow will take you all the way to the pure gold at the bottom of those thoughts and ideas. Now notice if there's any physical feelings in your body, any tension that you can observe. Just softly and gently and smiling with your eyes, allow your attention to wander over your body and notice any physical feelings or tensions in your body right now. Smiling with your eyes and noticing everything about how we feel as we deliberately soften our eyes and smile. I can feel somebody's got a terrible taste in their mouth already. So just remember, whoever that is, you're going to rinse your mouth and spit. You're not going to drink that chemical back into your body again. So, are you willing to understand any fear that you have around vaccinations or vaccination side effects or chemicals, or your immune system either for that matter? Are you willing to notice what's true for you around vaccinations, vaccination side effects and chemicals? Just think about that for a second. Are you willing to understand the fear, any fear that you may or may not have around vaccinations or chemicals? Are you willing to notice what's true for you around vaccinations, vaccination side effects and chemicals? Now, if you are willing, can you find that feeling of willingness? Smile with your eyes and allow the feeling of willingness, the feeling of openness, the feeling of curiosity about what, if anything, might be blocking your body's ability to heal. What might be blocking your body's ability to discard any side effects of vaccinations, to release any chemical residue that's not useful to you? So it's just the feeling of willingness that we're looking for, the feeling of openness, the feeling of curiosity. About all of those things. The willingness, the openness and the curiosity is more important than the answer, because it's what speeds the answer up. It's what makes the answer easy. Notice what changes in your body. Notice the feelings that happen, that are happening, that are changing as I'm starting to talk about vaccinations and chemicals and boosting your immune system. This isn't about trying to fix it. Just observe the changes that are happening in your body. Just notice what your body feels like, feeling its messages. Understanding the messages is more important than anything else, because then we're allowing our bodies to communicate with us. Just that smiley feeling of willingness to know the answer, willingness, openness to the answer. For some people, curiosity will be a bigger deal. Why is it so? What is this feeling about? Just let your attention wander over your body with that smiling kind of feeling of curiosity. What is my body trying to tell me? Because it's really interesting, folks. Trying to fix stuff can get in the way of the flowing of healing that happens when we notice and allow things to happen. We're kind of like, you know, when we're this smiley feeling of willingness stuff literally has us getting out of our own way. It helps us get out of our own way and allows things to happen on autopilot. So our willingness to know the answer, our openness to know the answer, our curiosity about the answer is more important than the answer itself. It's the willingness feeling, the feeling of being open to the communication from our own inner guidance system, the curiosity about what could it be that my inner self is trying to tell me around vaccinations and vaccination side effects and chemicals. Just keep paying gentle attention to your outward breath and allowing your attention to wander all over your body and notice those feelings that are coming up, letting all of it flow. Those willingness feelings, that feeling of openness, that feeling of curiosity about all those feelings that are happening in your body at the moment, those are the feelings that allow us to process even big stuff, even deep and meaningful stuff with lightness of spirit. Yeah, I can feel somebody's just gone into expansion. Those are the feelings with which the answers will come when they're ready. You don't need to worry about the answers. The answers are going to flow when they're ready, and they'll flow easily. It's the feelings of willingness and curiosity and openness to know the answer. That's the important part. So just sit with the truth of that. Feel for the truth of that in your own body. It's the feelings of willingness and openness and curiosity that will bring you the answers that you seek. And there, more of you have just broken through into that feeling of willingness. Just soak that up. And for the one person that I can feel that hasn't, just pay gentle attention to your outward breath. Everything is perfect. Just smile with your eyes. For that person who's struggling to find that feeling of openness and willingness, email me afterwards. I've got something else to give you that will help you make that breakthrough. Just following the feelings that are happening in your body. Feelings might be, they're just messages, whether it's thoughts and ideas, whether it's emotions, whether it's stuck explosive energy, it's all just messages. There's gold in them. And allow yourself to notice the flow of them all the way to the gold at the bottom. Some of you have understood some of your fears already. Some of you have found the gold at the bottom of the thoughts and had some ideas come into your mind around beliefs? And for those who haven't yet, feel inside your body for the truth of what I'm about to say to you. You will get the answer. It will flow, and it will flow easily. The feelings of willingness and openness and curiosity are more important than the answer itself right now. Because from that openness, from that willingness, and from that curiosity, it's easy for the answers to flow. And sometimes you need more information. So something you read will jump up and you'll go, oh, there it is. There'll be a strong feeling of rightness when the answer comes in. And I will enjoy the emails as you come back and tell me what you got. But meanwhile, today, we're going to open up and see what people have got. Have you got a mic, Angela?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. How did you go in the quiet mind? Did you get any insights about fears or beliefs?
No. I definitely got a yucky taste in my mouth, and I had this huge ball just under my ribs, and it felt like I wanted to vomit.
Ew.
Yeah.
Okay, so you didn't actually... could you find the feeling of willingness to understand that big ball?
No.
Okay. So just take your attention to your outward breath right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now smile a little bit. Now here's the thing, Angela, and everybody else who's listening. I have done this thousands of times. Well, I must be way into the thousands of times by now. I have never had anybody get an answer that was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
The answer always felt good, always felt expansive, and it always felt right.
Yeah.
So this is communication from your soul.
Mm-hmm.
There are no nasties in there.
Yeah.
So you can kind of, oh, okay, you know, your soul's not about to hit you over the head with a hammer. Well, I suppose it could be a loving hammer. Okay, so with this laughter, with this feeling, with this lightness feeling,
yeah,
take your attention to where that ball was under your ribs. Can you feel how the laughter actually makes that feeling different? It kind of makes it possible to be willing to feel that.
Yeah.
Now you can actually feel it dispersing, can't you?
Well done.
Now you can actually feel the willingness to understand what that was about.
Mm-hmm.
Or what that is about.
Yeah.
So it's a deliberate conscious decision, Angela.
Mm-hmm.
Say to yourself in your mind, yeah. It's a deliberate conscious feeling of, whew, yep, I'm willing.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
Wow.
your whole
solar plexus just went whoomph and opened up, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Yes.
Yeah. What I'm doing with you, your voice sounds a bit familiar, but there's no last name here, so I'm not sure if I've worked with you before or not. But
yes,
what I'm doing with you is I'm doing with you. I'm not looking into you. I would never, ever do that. I don't know whether I even could, but I feel inside of me. I feel what's happening in you through that connection with all that is, the life force that's in me, that's the life force that's in you. And I only feel it so I can bring it to your attention.
Uh-huh.
I only feel it when there's something for me to know or do. which is usually about bringing it to your attention. Now you've got kind of like little bubbles of happiness starting to come up.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. Soak that up, sunshine. It's such an important part of feeling good is soaking up, noticing and allowing ourselves to notice and allowing ourselves to soak up every time we feel good.
Yes.
Because that helps us make feeling good more and more normal. Okay. Now that ball is gone, isn't it?
Yes, yes, it's gone. I feel much lighter.
Yeah. There's not even the tiniest bit of it left anymore.
No.
So did you get an insight, or was the looking itself, did the looking itself just fix it?
The looking just itself it. Just fixed it, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So now you can say to yourself, okay, Angela, now I'm willing to notice whatever's fears and beliefs are going on around vaccinations and chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
And can you feel how smiley that feels now?
Yes.
Yeah. We had this cat, Stormboy. He died, about 3 or 4 years ago now. And he brought us such a knowing about lightness of spirit, that it's possible to bring lightness of spirit to even the most deep and meaningful subjects, and aggravating and angry and upset and frightened. And it's possible to bring lightness of spirit to all that kind of stuff. And bless his cotton socks, he was jet black with yellow eyes, a street cat who'd been captured in a cat cage in a big storm in Mildura, which is how come he got the name Stormboy. He was a tomcat that was making a gobsmacking nuisance of himself around Mildura, getting into people's houses and grabbing the roasts and running out the door with them. And
actually, when I come to you for some kinesiology, he was the one who laid around my head.
Oh, I know which Angela you are. I just recognised your voice.
Yeah, I'm a bit croaky today.
Yeah, that was different. Yeah. Your voice was different there for a second. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Such a character. He used to do things like, if ever we got too deep and meaningful, he would jump up on the vaulting horse and sit in front and look at people and kind of swat them with his paw sometimes. And just incredible.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, so even this aggravating stuff, you know, even this aggravating stuff with all kinds of things can be done with lightness of spirit.
Uh-huh.
Okay, nice to talk to you again.
Yeah.
Who else have we got up here? Amanda, I haven't talked to you for a very long time. This is Amanda from the Peace Day, isn't it?
Yeah. Did you unmute me?
Yes. Yes, I've unmuted you.
Hello. Even though I haven't. I would, even though I haven't spoken to you for a long time, I think about you constantly. You've had a massive effect on my life. Yeah.
Oh, isn't that sweet? So,
yeah,
sunshine.
I wondered whether you were going to say my name next, because I think that's what I needed to hear, lightness of spirit. So I've written that down.
Yeah, these can be scary times, and it's good to know that when we allow ourselves to open up to the message of the fear, or even the message of the anger.
Yeah. What's happening, like for me this morning, is that happened last night, so it's really fresh with me. It's kind of taken over my thoughts this morning. This session is probably exactly what I need, and it's related to somebody else, not just not me. My boyfriend is going through a really hard time, and he let all his anger out. He's letting his anger out at me every now and then, and I've been trying to create space, like I've learnt from you. Well, not specifically with that, but just in general, creating space and been seeing it that way get too much for me every now and then. But this morning...
Just pause for a second, sweetie. Pause for a second. Now, we've got a bit of breaking up, so I'm hearing you and feeling you fine, but I might interpret your words every now and again just to make sure that I am getting it. Now, the one really big thing that's just jumped up into your mind today, and it's was so important coming in to this session. Damn sound is on again. Can you hear me okay, Amanda?
I can. It is breaking up for me too, but I can hear you.
Ah, that's the robot stuff.
Yes.
Okay. What should we do? Okay, I'm going to... It worked better last time when I came out and went back in again, so I'm going to do that again. So just hold...
Okay, actually... Okay.
Excuse me, Jenny. Katie, yeah. Sorry to interrupt, but you've just got very clear again right now. I don't think you need
cool.
to go out now. It's just got better right now.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, well, for me too. Yes.
Thanks. Thanks for that, Katie. Okay, so the big deal coming into this workshop was that we can do even this really heated subject of vaccinations and side effects and chemical toxins with lightness of spirit. And then you've got that message, and now you're talking about this subject of your guy's anger. So you can even deal with that with lightness of spirit. There are no answers that cause pain. There are no answers that cause pain. There's no such thing. It's from your own soul. So just feel how the breath is moving in your body again.
I think my problem is that when I get the epiphany, I get the feeling of what's going on, but then I feel into what they're feeling and all, and it brings tears, and that tells me that I'm onto the right thing and I've got it. But yeah, then I hang on. I don't know. I feel the fear. Yes, I suppress that, you know, that feeling of fear that comes up in you. I you just don't want to feel that. So I'm feeling their stuff, and then I'm feeling that tension. Yeah, I feel what they feel, I guess. Too much, maybe? I don't know.
And the only reason you're feeling somebody else's stuff too much is because you haven't got the answer yet. Now, Amanda, I want you to take your attention inside your body, smile a little bit, and feel for the truth or not of what I'm about to say to you. You are a powerful woman. God, that ripples through my body when I say that to you. Can you feel that rippling through your body? You are a powerful woman.
Yeah.
Notice what your body feels like. All this feeling stuff is your inner guidance system at work. All you need to do is follow it. Now, I'm just going to give you a practical suggestion, because I'm suspecting a practical suggestion is what you need right now. If this was a horse, and a horse was displaying anger and aggression at me, I would fucking leave it. I would walk away. And I'm not talking about leaving him. Excuse the language, everybody. But it just wanted to be a really super strong emphasis in there. I'm not talking about leaving him. I'm talking about removing yourself every single time.
Okay.
And your heart's wide open. Can you feel it? Even as I'm making this suggestion, my heart would be wide open, and it's about, okay, I'm out of here. Bye. I'll be back. I'll be back later. Can you feel it?
Yeah.
Can you feel how that's actually an answer that's going to work, at least sometimes? Because when I take myself away from a horse who's behaving like that, it creates a space between us for safety, and it lets them know that it's not okay.
Okay.
That the behavior is not okay. Now he's going to have his own demons and his own anger to deal with, and that's as it should, and he's got responsibility for that. You can't see my hands gesturing at my computer screen. But your responsibility is for you to feel good and to do whatever it takes for you to find your center again, to find your balance again.
Okay, yep.
And don't turn that into a technique, sweetheart. There's a temptation when something works to turn it into a technique and go, okay, every time he gets angry, I'm going to leave. Keep your eyes peeled. Keep your, you know, you've got such a strong heart. You know, you're one of the super gentle people whose heart feel is so strong. And that's why this is affecting you so big.
Yeah.
So some strategies on what kind of leaving you're going to do. You know, are you going to walk around the block? Are you going to take the dog for a walk? Are you going to go down the shop and get some milk? Are you going to get in the car and, you know, go visit somebody for the afternoon? Have a whole bunch of stuff. The one thing you want to be doing is finding that peacefulness in your own heart so you're not escalating him. When you go into fear, our unspoken stuff is bigger than our spoken stuff. So when you go into fear, you're escalating. His anger is probably, like almost everybody's at the moment, caused by fear. So when you're in fear, suppressed fear eventually flares as anger and even rage. So when you're in fear as well, you're escalating each other.
Okay.
Whereas that simple action will get you out of the habit of escalating each other. And then at some point, you're going to be able to sit back and talk about it.
Yeah, okay.
This is not cool, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So just let your attention wander over your body and see if what we've just talked about is right, or whether anything else comes up for you. And everybody else on the call, notice all the stuff that you're feeling about what Amanda's saying. And pay attention to your own feelings around this kind of stuff, because what Amanda's talking about is something that is so common to all of us. There.
Yes, it feels right. Feels right.
Yeah. Now you're starting to find your center and your balance again.
Yeah.
Woo. High five, kiddo.
Thank you.
this was a very interesting thing for you, in particular of all people to work on, Amanda, because peace, you know, world peace.
Yeah.
Peace in your corner of the world, world peace, peace with animals, you know, peace is your big deal. And you lost your peace at home.
Yes. 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 Yeah, I felt like that yesterday. I am peace. I'm trying to be peace, and he's like war at the moment, and it's really hard. And his surname, and I love that. I've learned from you, and it comes up with me often, and it really always helps that you say everything is right, and everything. Like everything someone does or thinks is right, it's just finding what that means.
Mm-hmm.
And his surname is Right. So every time today you said it many times, and every time you said it, it's like a punch. I know what is right, but I'm just not sure how to navigate it myself at the moment. But yeah, what you said has really helped.
Okay. Yeah, well done you. Well done you. You can actually feel it, can't you? You can actually feel your power.
Yeah.
You're back in it.
Yeah.
Can you actually feel you found a willingness to take action on the feelings? See, what you were doing was you were stuck in the feeling part but not taking the action part.
Yes.
And it's not always about taking action, but sometimes it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Well done, you. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. Debbie in Brisbane, I'm about to open you up. Did anything come up for you in that quiet mind?
Good morning. Okay. Yeah, I've just unmuted my end as well. The thing that came up for me was that my body hangs on to stuff when I'm unsure or in fear. I've been having all these cramps in all sorts of areas of my body. For about the last 3 weeks, my neck on the right-hand side has been, when I wake up in the morning or when I wake up through the night even and turn over, it's just really painful and, kind of...
Have you had your vaccination or are you considering it?
No. Okay. I've got
and has the timing of those feelings, has that come up after your vaccination, this stuff?
Yeah. The cramps in my feet, cramps in my legs in the morning, and then, then it's progressed to the neck. After the first one, my left shoulder felt like it had been torn, like the shoulder was torn. I've had massage work on it since that has helped.
When it's a fear or a side effect of a vaccination, though, the massage is unlikely to actually help an awful lot.
It didn't help my neck at all.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting. I'd love an email from you how you go after taking the homeopathic today and after the quiet mind. And because your side effects have been strong, don't be slow to repeat the meditation.
Yep.
You know, come back and listen to it again. You might even like to listen to it every day for a few days.
Yeah. So I guess the feeling that I, that flow, yes, absolutely. The ability to kind of, I guess, meet where those tensions are and release them into the flow.
Don't even think about releasing, just noticing.
Mm-hmm.
Just noticing with a smile, open to the feeling of willingness to understand what your body's trying to tell you.
Yep.
That'll be that's where
other, there's other areas that I've been holding on to for a long time as well that need to be noticed, need to be acknowledged, need to be okay.
When we try to fix stuff before we actually understand it, then invariably it comes back again.
Mm-hmm.
The path forwards for long-term healing is to actually sit with something and understand it fully. And you will be staggered at how often the healing just happens on autopilot after that.
Cool.
Whereas when we get fixated on fixing something, we go into try and push too hard, and then we lose the flow that's possible in really dramatic healing. Yeah, I get goosebumps when I think about how powerful our bodies are in terms of its ability to heal. It never ceases to amaze me. You know, I've been doing this work for 27 years now, and I've seen some stuff that is just miracle after miracle after so-called miracle. You know, they've become routine. And even amongst all of that, I never cease to be amazed at the gobsmacking power of our body's ability to heal.
Mm, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, that feels like a great place to stop.
Thank you.
Okay, so the most important things to take away from today is your willingness and your openness and the curiosity that you found today. Whatever answers need to come will come. Whatever answers need to come are going to come easily. So you can just all smile a little at the thought of that. Repeat that meditation as often as you feel that you need to. Email me and let me know how you're going. I'll be looking forward to hearing from you. Okay, lots of love to everybody. Let's open up to say goodbye. Thank you all for being with us today, and sorry about the technical problems.
Thank you, Jenny. Bye.
Lots of love to all of you.
Bye. Bye, Jenny.
Bye.